Blog Talk Radio.
Do you know what it's like to be bullied? I sure do, and it's not fun. People get bullied for everything these days, so much that it drives them to suicide. Fortunately, I stood up to the bullies, and I am now an advocate for anti-bullying. Please take a minute and visit www.stopbullying.gov to find out how you can put an end to bullying for good.
Over 3,000 folks couldn't wait for me to come back. told everybody I'm coming back, and here they are. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen, including the troops from Afghanistan, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, including the troops from Afghanistan in the house tonight. That's right, American troops in Afghanistan are in the house, as always. When you got the troops listening to you, that's a good thing. That's a good thing when you got the troops listening to you. That's right, about 40 or 50 of them in a mess hall listening to this great radio station, this great radio network. USA, 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 that's right. They were all chanting, guys. They were all chanting. Oh, they love it. Oh, they love this show. And I'm glad they're back. And I'm glad you're back on FB Live. That's right. We're streaming live on FB Live tonight, guys. That's right. So excited to be here for all of you tonight. That's right. My chronic pain brothers and sisters. That's right. My chronic pain brothers and sisters. That's right, guys. Thank you so much for coming on in. I love doing what I do. I love being an advocate. I love every single thing that I do, ladies and gentlemen out there, for my chronic pain patients, for the people that look up to me, for the people that look for me. Here I am, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to help. I'm here to help. I'm here to save your life. I'm here to make you think a little bit. That's right. I'm here to allow you to focus a little bit. And that is the topic of our show tonight. That's right. Focus. Gotta love focus. And I want to talk a little bit about focus based on my trip that I just took and came back from. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the trip, because you guys miss me a little bit, I know. I know you guys miss me a little bit. That's right. Now that I've been away for like 7-8 weeks, I went away the last week of May, and I came back on the 16th. It's been a while. It's been a while. That's right. So when it comes down to it, it's important and imperative to know that you learn a lot when you go away, when you take self-care time, and when you take family care time. You learn a lot, ladies and gentlemen. You learn tremendous amount of information. You learn a lot. You learn so much. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we're going to talk about focus today, based on my experience upstate. That's right. Based on my experience upstate, guys, I learned a lot. You know, when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it takes a lot of time to learn about yourself. It does. It takes a lot of time to learn about yourself, okay? But if you take the time, you can learn each and every little thing about yourself. And then at that point, you can teach other people about you. That's right. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is so very important. That, ladies and gentlemen, is where we're at right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I love to be teaching others to learn about themselves, because I already learned about myself. I learn new things every time I go away. I take meditation time. I take EFT time. I take so much time out for myself and for family when I go away. That's right. Now I want to bring you all that great information. Bring my brothers and sisters that great information. That's right. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the most important part. Delving out the information. Delving out the knowledge so everybody can learn how to find themselves. Because we're all worthy to be on this earth. We are all worthy to do great things. We are all worthy because we all have talents. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We all have talents. And because we all have talents, we need to move it forward into the future. That's right. We need to move it forward into the future, ladies and gentlemen. And the only way to do that is to focus. Do you realize that a lot of us have a hard time, because of our chronic pain, focus? But if we just took our mind off of our chronic pain and put it onto something else, we could find focus again. we could find that focus again. And that focus, ladies and gentlemen, is what moves us forward into the future. That focus allows us to find ourselves. That focus allows us to educate ourselves and gain knowledge every time we come on a live video. We are here to teach. We love to teach. We love to educate. And that's why we're here. We are here to educate, ladies and gentlemen, and be the best that we can be. But when it comes down to it, a lot of people think they are not worthy. Not worthy is not in my dictionary. Not worthy is not in my dictionary. If they say they're worthless, I want to teach them that they are not. I want to teach them that they are not worthless. That's right. Because nobody is worthless. We're all created in the likeness of God. God created us for a reason. That's right. God created us to be beautiful. That's right. There's so many people that don't like the way they look. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. God wouldn't have created you that way if you weren't beautiful. That's right. If you weren't beautiful, why would God create you? God created you in his likeness. That's right. So if you have a crooked nose, it doesn't matter. You're still beautiful. The only thing that makes you ugly is an ugly heart. That's right. The people that like evil, the people that create evil, the people that spew evil. That's right. Spew evil and you have a nasty heart, then you're ugly. That's right. Then you're ugly. But you're never ugly on the outside. Only a heart could be ugly. That's right. Only a heart could be ugly. That's right. Everybody is created to be beautiful. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am a creation of God. I am beautiful. That's right. Okay? Even if you're 300 pounds, if you got a mole on your cheek, a huge mole on your cheek, doesn't matter. You're still beautiful. You got a crooked head that turns like this. You got a crooked head. Or you can't walk. Or you have a limp. You're still beautiful. That's right. So let me tell you a little bit about my trip. It's all right? I can tell you a little bit about my trip. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, this trip was very enlightening. This trip was extremely enlightening. I have to say I learned a lot. I learned a lot, ladies and gentlemen. I have to say that we were there to help two sick people, my cousins, two sick people that don't have anybody to help them, okay? And we went up there with a group of people to help those people out. We were up there to help those people. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's so important to give of yourselves to help others. It makes you feel better. Trust me. If you're helping others, your pain will go away. That's right. You are not thinking about your pain when you're helping somebody else. See, I don't think about my pain when I'm doing a radio show. I don't think about my pain when I'm helping someone. I don't think about pain when I'm doing an FB Live video. I don't think about pain. I just do my video, and I am just like in heaven. In heaven. That's right. I'm focused on you. I'm focused on radio. I'm focused on my mic right here. I'm focused on my apple juice. That's right. I'm focused. And that's a big thing. And we're going to talk about how you focus and how you reduce your pain just by focusing. Just by focusing, reducing your pain level. It's amazing. It's amazing you can do it. Okay? And I'm going to teach you how to do it. Because I've done it. I'm not going to talk about something that I've never done. I've done it. Okay, I've been there and I've done that. I've done a lot. And that's why I'm here to teach you. I want you to learn. I want you to be better people. I want you to know that you're worthy. This is the most important thing, that I want you to know that you are worthy. That's right. No matter if you have a limitation, you are worthy. No matter if you have one of these horrible diseases, these horrible autoimmune diseases, you're still worthy. You're still worthy. If you're sitting in a wheelchair, you're still worthy. If you're laying in bed and can't get up, you're still worthy. That's right. I know people that laid in bed and did greatness from their bed. They couldn't get up. They were bedridden. I know people that are bedridden that actually do more than people that stand up. That's right. It's amazing. All they do is roll around in the bed. They go on the computer and they do awareness. Because that's what makes them happy. That's right. Find something that makes you happy and focus on it. That's right. So anyway, back to my story. Okay? Back to my story. We got to head back to the story right now. So I went up there. I was helping sick people, two sick people, my cousins. And, you know, we were hiding out in the woods. It was great. It was awesome. You see a lot of things in the woods. You do. You see a lot of things in the woods. We'll share that in just a moment. But we've done a lot. We've done a lot. We're trying to get donations for BIRN. Yeah, we're trying to get donations for JGS Foundation Incorporated as I was working on a few things there. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I was working on a few different projects, and I have to say, I am really excited to say that we've got over 250 bags for the veterans. That's right, 250 bags for the veterans, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Amazing. We got food. We got clothes. We got miscellaneous stuff. I gave a printer. I gave a shredder. That's right. And I bought myself a new printer, and I bought myself a new shredder. That's right. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it's important and imperative to know that we're helping veterans too. We are also creating a fund for the Wounded Warriors, as I did up here, you know, when I was upstate. And I am going to focus on creating that fund. You guys will be seeing that soon as a part of JGF Foundation Incorporated. That's right. We are also trying to raise money for this great radio station called BIRN, which is also a 501c3. That's right. Not only for brain injury patients, but also for chronic pain patients, for autism patients, for mental illness patients. We are going to raise money for this great, great radio station. That's right. Because we are working with Kim Justice to make this the best radio station on Blog Talk Radio. There you go. Bottom line. Okay, we've been doing this for 3 years. We've been knocking out of the park for 3 years. We got 20 great hosts on here, 7 days a week, starting at 10 every day. That's right, starting at 10 every day, ladies and gentlemen. We are focused. Trust me, guys, we are focused and trying to raise money for BIRN and for JGF Foundation Incorporated. That's right, guys. That's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, because when it comes down to it, we want to help chronic pain patients. We are focused on the patient. We are focused on the caregiver. We are focused on you because you need to understand that you are worthy, that you are here for a purpose. No matter if you have pain or not, no matter if you have a limitation or not, no matter if you're in a wheelchair or not, no matter if you're bedbound or not, you have a purpose. That's right. You have a purpose. You have a purpose on this earth. Otherwise, God would have killed you off by now. God would have killed you off by now if he didn't have a purpose for you. That's right. You have a purpose to struggle here. You have a purpose to struggle here. In chronic pain, you have a purpose. That's right. And most of the time, our purposes are to find our talents and utilize our talents to become entrepreneurs. Or utilize your talents to become a great advocate and join JGF Foundation Incorporated and join a great 501c3 so you can help us. So you keep your mind off of your pain and you focus on helping others. That's a great thing. That's an awesome thing. Come down to it, ladies and gentlemen. I learned a lot about myself because I focused on myself on this trip. On this 8-week trip, ladies and gentlemen, I focused on myself. You know, I was tired. I was burnt out, too. I took a rest. I took a long rest. I rested a few days. I rested almost the whole trip, including doing work. I found time for myself to rest. I found time to lay down. I found time for me. I find time to close my eyes and go into a deep meditation. Go into a deep meditation, ladies and gentlemen. And that deep meditation allows you to find yourself, allows you to find your talent. Even if you have a lot of pain, it doesn't matter. If you're not thinking about your pain, you're thinking about yourself. When did you ever think about yourself so much? You need to focus on you. If you're focusing on you, you have no reason to cry about your pain. That's right. Because if you're focusing and diverting your pain, that's right. If you're diverting your pain into something better, okay, you have nothing to worry about. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, life is only complicated if you make it complicated? Life is only hard if you make it hard. That's right. If you say it's hard, it's going to be hard. If you believe it's hard, it's going to be hard. That's right. The words that you say are usually what you feel. That's right. So if you think it's hard, it's going to get harder to do it. So we need to focus. Focusing allows us to move forward with our talents, with our knowledge. That's right. With the information that we gain from others, because that's our job. It's our job to listen. We need to open up our ears and open up our minds to others. And if you have never done it, and you're a closed-minded person, and you only believe what you believe, and you don't listen to others, and you can give two craps about what other people say, maybe it's time to open up your mind a little bit. Opening up your mind to others will teach you a lesson. It will teach you that you are not the only person on this earth. That's what it will teach you. It will teach you that you are not the only person on this God green earth, ladies and gentlemen, that was given to us by God. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that everything around us was created by God? Everything around us, including our prayers. Our prayers a part of our thought process, which was created by God. If you focus, you would know that. That's right. So on this trip, I found out a lot more about myself. I learned a lot about myself. That's right. I delve deep into my brain. I delve deep into my body. And I become one with myself when I meditate morning and night. You got to do it morning and night. It's the best thing since sliced bread if you do it morning and night. That's right. You have to do it morning and night. That's right. And always know, ladies and gentlemen, that you have the power over that. You have the power over that, ladies and gentlemen. You certainly do. You certainly do. You have the power over how much you retain and how much you gain in information and knowledge. That's right. You have the power over that. So during your day, you're learning every single day. You're learning because you're focusing. I'm always focusing. I'm always looking. I'm always seeing things that I'm not supposed to be seeing if I'm not focused. Okay? I'm always looking around. I'm always noticing things. You know, every once in a while, I'll see something that I have never seen before in my room. And I'll be like, what the hell is that? Where did that come from? You know, But because I'm focusing, I'll be like, what the hell is that scratch up there on my desk? Right. And I see a scratch. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I have not seen that scratch. And all of a sudden, I see a scratch. And I'm like, where the hell did that scratch come from? Right. Because you focus on it. If you're not focusing, you're not going to see that little scratch. That's right. You're not going to see it. You're not going to see that little scratch. And I see it clear as day. Right there on the door of my desk. Right there is a scratch. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, when you focus what you see. That's right. Because you see different things from when you focus from when you don't. That's right. So when it comes down to it, focus. Focus and take your mind off your pain and focus on the things in front of you. Because life is beautiful. Life is created to be beautiful. Everything in life, the earth was created to be beautiful. The earth was created to be positive. People make it negative. People make it negative because they have free will too. That's right. They have free will to make evil. They have free will to make it negative. They have free will to complain, bitch, and moan all day long. They have free will. And you choose whether to make your society better or make it worse. You choose to make your own life better or make it worse. That's right. You choose. You choose. Meditation allowed me to find more things within myself. That meditation allowed me to grow within myself. Grow within myself. That's right, grow. I learn to grow within myself every time I meditate. Every time I meditate, I am learning about something that I did not know about. Or I'm learning more about things that I saw the day of. That's right. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a little bit, okay? Because you're going to be amazed of what I tell you. That's right. Because if you don't focus, you'll never see those things. That's right. You'll never see them. If you don't focus, you will not see that scratch up there on the desk. I just looked up there and I'm like, look at that scratch. Right. There you go. Focus. Focus. Take your mind off of your pain and focus. You'll see things that you've never seen before. Seriously, you have the power within your brain to do so much more. We only use 10% of our brains. We only use 10% of our brains. Geniuses use 12%. What about the other 90% of the brain? What about the other 90% of the brain, ladies and gentlemen? What about it? What about it? Right? So when it comes down to it, it is important and imperative to know that we have a lot of power within us. We do. This brain is the biggest and best computer since sliced bread. It could also be the worst thing since sliced bread. This thing has you overthinking a lot during your day. That's right. This thing confuses your ass. That's right. The brain confuses you. That's right. You want to know why? Because you allow it to happen. You have free will to overthink. You have free will. God gave us free will to overthink. And a lot of us do. That's right. Free will. Free will is so very important when we talk about focus. And we'll get more into that. Okay? I also did EFT work, which is emotional freedom technique. I did energy work. I did EFT work and Reiki work together. Okay? I also, ladies and gentlemen, deep breathing exercises, and pet therapy. Pet therapy. That's right, which works great. Pet therapy, music therapy with great headphones like these. That's right. When it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, you find a way to reduce your pain. And if it's got to be natural and it's got to be through your own brain, you do it. You can reduce your pain. If you're thinking about your health 24/7, you're going to go nuts. You're going to drive yourself crazy. That's right. You got to overthink every single day. What's wrong with me? That's why people become hypochondriacs. That's right. People become hypochondriacs because they think about their health every single day. That's like thinking about money every single day, and I would throw myself out the window if I thought about money every single day. Because money is an abundance, and you just have to figure out how you're going to go get it. Think about your health every day, you'll be a hypochondriac. And you'll overthink every little thing about your body. Oh, I have a pain. I got to go see what that is. Or, oh, what's that dot on my skin? I got to go check it out. Right? You become a hypochondriac. That's right. And everything bothers you about your body. That's not good. That's not good because you have the free will to overthink. You have the free will, right, to think those things about yourself. You have the free will to put yourself in a hypochondriac state. So when it comes down to it, only you can get yourself out of the hypochondriac state by not thinking about your health every single second of the day. That's right. Imagine you're thinking about something else and you're not thinking about your health every single second of the day. 24/7 thinking about your health. You're driving yourself crazy. It's like thinking about money 24/7. Oh, you drive yourself money crazy. Oh, I don't have enough money for the bills. Oh, I'm in debt. Oh, this. Oh, that. You'll have a convulsion. You'll have a convulsion. That's right. So calm down. That's why your brain is better than any other part of your body except for your heart. Because in heart is your true purpose. In your heart is your true goals and your true dreams in your heart. So the two most important organs of this body of ours is our heart and our brain. But we also have a transcendent part of us, which is our soul, which is usually back here. That's right. And when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it's important and imperative to know that it is a part of you too. It is a part of you too. Because those transcendent beings back here too, you know, my mom who died and some other people that passed away, they're with you, okay? And they want to see you do well. They created you for a reason. They want to see you do better than them. That's why they stay with you. That's why they're always there. This is very powerful tonight, people. It's a very powerful show tonight. Very powerful tonight, people. Very powerful show. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this show. Everybody should be sharing this out on Blog Talk Radio and on FB Live, on groups, on pages, and on FB Walls. Share this thing out, baby. Share it out. Get it out there. That's right. So what else happened on my trip? Then my dad had a heart attack. Yeah. Came out of clear blue, scared the shit out of me, scared the shit out of him, and we went to the hospital. He was there for like 6 days. He got a stint put in. He's going to have another stint put in. We're going to have to continue to take him to doctors, to monitor him, got to keep helping him around the house, you know, got to keep rehabbing him here, you know. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it's important and imperative to know that all of us have problems, have issues, and when it comes down to it, we got to pick and choose what the priorities are, you know, and that's why I need more time for me. That's why I need more time for family care. And that's why I'm scaling back live streaming. That's why I'm scaling back, you know, social media. That's why I'm scaling back on various other projects that I'm working on so I can focus on my dreams and goals, myself and my family and my dad. Okay, because bottom line is he's going to need a lot of help these next couple of weeks. And I'm the only one here. So he's a caregiver for me, and I'm a caregiver for him. You know, we're both not in a good place. That's right. So bottom line is, it is what it is. We do what we do. We fight the good fight, you know, and we do what we can do. That's it. We do what we can do. That's all we can do, you know, and we got to set our priorities. We got to make life simple for ourselves. Do you realize in making life simple for ourselves, we could be more of a success? We could be more of a success if we allow ourselves to live a simpler life. That's right. We got to be able to live a simpler life. And that's the only way we're going to move forward. That's the only way we're going to stop overthinking. That's the only way we're going to stop with this anxiety. That's the only way we are going to have a free mind to think straight. It is important, ladies and gentlemen, to focus. That focus makes life simple, and not only makes life simple, not only makes life simple, but it makes life better. It makes life funner. And you get more successful by the day. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what I live for. I live for this success. I live to help others. I live to help the people around me. I live because of my dreams and goals. I live because I know what my purpose is. I live based on my purpose. Do you know what your purpose is? If you don't know what your purpose is, meditate on it. You'll find it. Meditate on it. You will find it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is so key. That, ladies and gentlemen, is where it's at. If you don't know what your purpose is, of course you're going to think you're not worthy. Of course you're going to think you're useless. You got to find your purpose and know because of your limitations, life is not over. Life is not over. And I told my dad that. I said, life is not over. You got a stint. You're all right. You're living. You're breathing. You're okay. You're caught it in time. God bless you. That's right. Nothing to worry about. Don't worry about it. That's right. Well, I have a 90% other artery that needs to be, you know, helped. I got to put another stent in. Right, you do, but don't worry about it. It's going to happen in time. You have to have faith in your doctors. You have to have faith in the people around you, in the professionals around you. If you have a problem with faith, if you have a problem with trust, I don't know, people. I don't know. Okay, you have to be able to trust. You have to be able to have faith in the people around you and the doctors that you have. If you're not, that's why I always say, if you're not comfortable with the doctor that you're going to, change your doctor. Walk the hell out of there and change your doctor. That's right. Because you also have the free will to walk the hell out. You also have the free will to go to another doctor's office. That's right. That, ladies and gentlemen, is important. You have control over certain things. The things that you do and your reactions. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what you have control over. You have no control over what other people do. You can blame other people all you want. You can go ahead and blame other people all you want. But blaming other people is not going to help your situation. Because usually, you create your own problems. That's right. You create your own problems because you don't focus. That's right. If you focused, you would make a good, quality, common sense decision. Do you realize not everybody makes a good, quality, common sense decision? Not many people do that. And there's no common sense in this world, unfortunately. We got to bring common sense back. Okay? When it comes down to it, focus brings common sense. Whole heaps of people in this world need more common sense. And they need to focus to find it. We're not focusing, people. We're all over the place. We are all over the place, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't know about focus. But just focus. You can see so much. I'm going to show you in this show what I mean. I'm going to show you. Okay? So, bottom line is, it was a crazy time. And then I wound up helping my dad and the two other people. And I was busy a lot of the times. I kept myself busy, but I also had time for me. And that is a very important point that needs to be set. That is a very important point that needs to be set. I had time for me. I did things that I wanted to do. I went outside and I walked. I went outside and checked out nature. I went outside and did what I wanted to do. I laid down when I wanted to lay down. I did meditation when I did wanted to do meditation. I did my self-care time, and I also had great family care time as well during this trip. A lot of good things happened. A lot of suspect things happened, and some bad things happened. But guess what? The good outweighed the bad. The good outweighed the bad. And now my dad is home, and he's resting, and he's doing the best that he can. And me, I'm on here doing my radio show in front of 3,000 people, and all of you on Facebook Live. That's right. So when it comes down to it, I do what I do, even if it's adverse conditions, even if something bad happens in my life. I'm always on here. I'm always doing something. I'm always doing some piece of work. That's right, because when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not working, you're not happy. If you're keeping your mind on your pain and you're not diverting that, you're going to feel your pain 24/7. And that's why people on Facebook, oh, my pain is 8, 9, 10. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to the hospital. Right, because when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, you're thinking about your pain. You're thinking about your ailment. You're thinking about your health. And if you're thinking about your health 24/7, you're going to drive yourself crazy. Yeah, there is a time when you have to think about your health. Yes, there is a time where, yes, maybe some days I got to think about my pain. Or there are other things, like what treatments I could try. Going on the internet and looking up things to help yourself actually is a positive. It allows you to focus off of the pain and how to help yourself. So look something up on the computer about treatments. See if that treatment helps you. Try things on your own, okay? Try natural things on your own, okay? Just make sure, okay, that the natural things that you are trying don't counteract with the medications that you're taking. So that's where you have to talk to your doctor and make sure there's no counteractions between this natural product that you're trying and this medication that you're taking. That's very important. That's very important, okay? Because natural things could counteract with your medications and kill you, okay? So when it comes down to it, just make sure and ask your doctor before you take anything natural, before you take anything without a doctor's supervision, before you put anything into your body, talk to your doctor first. Okay? See if the doctor says, oh, that's fine, you can do that, right? It's reassurance. But it's also the knowledge of 8 years that you need behind you. But, like I said, doctors don't know everything. Doctors really need continuing education. That's what doctors need. Doctors need continuing education. Yeah. But let's get back to focus, okay? And if the doctor actually focused they would learn what they're supposed to learn, right? So there's another important thing about focus. If the doctor actually focused on each and every patient that walked in the room and they looked up information and they focused on it, they would know your condition left and right. But they don't take the time to do that. They don't take the time to look it up on Google. It takes 2 seconds to type in lupus or type in RSDCRPS or migraines or this or that in Google and find out information on it. It takes 2 seconds. But yet the doctor don't want to take 2 seconds of his day to look it up. Maybe you need a new doctor because that doctor doesn't want to focus on you. That's right. The doctor is not focusing on you. It's time for a new doctor. Okay? Moving forward to talk about focus. Focus, ladies and gentlemen, is so very important. Focus. And I'm going to tell you a few things that I saw in the woods, and I'm going to tell you that I would have never saw those things if I didn't focus. Okay? Orange juice. Am I focusing? Am I focusing on my juice? Because didn't I say it was apple juice? I'm not focusing. I called it orange juice. Right? So that's the difference between focus and non-focus. See, I just showed you something. I told you I had apple juice. And I just said orange juice. I'm not focusing. I'm not focused. I'm playing games with you now to see if you're focused, right? Because if you didn't hear a word I said in my other FB Live, you wouldn't have known if there was orange juice or apple juice in my cup. Right? If you weren't paying attention, if you weren't focused, you wouldn't be able to know what I'm drinking. So I tricked you. I wanted to see if you listened. I said, I have orange juice in my cup. And meanwhile, I told you what I had in here 3 times. Apple juice. So I'm not focusing because I said orange juice. And if you didn't know I had apple juice in there, you're not focused. That's right. Also, when I was walking around in the woods, which I love the woods. It's great to hide out in the woods, ladies and gentlemen. It's so great to hide out in the woods. I love the woods. There's animals, there's plants, there's weeds, there's grass. It's beautiful. There's beautiful trees. It's beautiful. Beautiful. That's right. So I was hiding out in the woods. And I took walks almost every day, right? I did about 90 miles while I was up there. 90 miles, ladies and gentlemen. 90 miles. One night, I'm sitting outside. That's right. One night, I'm sitting outside with family members. And we're on the deck. We're on the deck. And, you know, we're barbecuing. We're doing this. We're doing that. Right? We're doing all kinds of great things. You know, I'm reading. I'm playing on my laptop. I brought the laptop up there, you know, and I like I said, I had limited Wi-Fi, so I couldn't really stay on the internet so long, you know, and I couldn't really make calls while I'm up there, too, because it's just horrible, ladies and gentlemen, up there. They love their Wi-Fi. They don't want to change their Wi-Fi for nothing. They like cheap Wi-Fi. They like cheap Wi-Fi. I don't know why. I can't even make calls up there. I could probably use my iPad and iPhone up there. You know, I did. You know, and when it comes down to it, I was mostly outside and I was mostly doing self-care and I was mostly doing family care, helping family members that were ill and creating things like the Wounded Warrior Project and the Veteran Project and all the kinds of things like that. So we were outside, like 2 or 3 of us, and we're talking, and we're out there. And we see these cats playing, you know, running after one another, see the cats playing. you know, stray cats running around, you know. There's like maybe two or three cats, four cats, right? They're running around. Oh, great. What's this going on here now? They're all hissing at one another. They're all making noises and all kinds of things like that. So then two of the cats go away. You know, there's only two cats left, right? I'm like, okay, great. Now what's going to happen? Looks like there's a face-off going to happen here, all right? So we're looking intently. There's a couple of guys. We're looking intently. What are these cats doing? Yeah, I couldn't scope it. I couldn't put on FB Live. You guys would have loved it. Yeah, because of the stupid Wi-Fi situation. You guys would have loved it. In the middle of the field, one cat jumps on the other cat. And I'm like saying, what the hell is going on here? What on earth is happening here? Then we hear all kinds of noises and stuff like that. I'm like, all right, guys, I think these cats need a room. I think they need a room. I think they need their privacy. I think the wild thing, I think, you know. So I said to myself, is that true or are they fighting with one another? Are they fighting with one another or are they doing the wild thing? You know, and when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it turns out, yeah, it was a lot of squealing. Yeah, it wasn't fighting. You know, there's a lot of crying. Yeah, there was a lot of that. Yeah. And I'm saying to myself, guys, all right, come on, let's go. We saw enough of this. Let's go inside. Okay? So when it comes down to it, what I noticed on one of the cats was a patch of hair missing. Now, I didn't see that before. I actually focused on the female cat, okay? But I think the male cat took a chunk out of the female cat's side going nuts, okay? And a patch of hair was flapping in the wind. You know, I'm like saying to myself, I would have never noticed that if I actually focused. You know, I even said that to myself. I said, I can't believe I'm actually seeing that skin flapping. The skin was flapping in the wind, okay? And when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, it was almost like a wound. It was like a wound on the female cat. And I was saying to myself, if I didn't ever focused on that, I would have never seen that. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's other stories, too. There's other stories, too, okay? Walking through woods, we came to a pond, okay? Now, in this pond, there was many animals, but we saw frogs. Now, big frogs, small frogs. Now, bottom line is this. I'm just, like, sitting there. I'm enjoying the scenery. I'm enjoying the pond.